USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases are continuing to surge, but that's not stopping shoppers on this Black Friday. Stores with social distancing guidelines and mask requirements in place, but that's not stopping shoppers or deterring them from heading out to them.
We're used to being out real early on Thanksgiving. I'm probably just going to do our deliveries and keep it local because of we don't want to go in any stores with the crowd, so we're ordering a lot online.
I'm just coming out for me just to do a couple of things for myself. Treat myself to some jewelry, maybe.
Thousands of Southern California residents are without power after Thanksgiving, with more than 100,000 still under shutoff consideration as weather authorities continue to worry about strong winds and wildfire conditions. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour and low humidity in the region have created dangerous conditions for potential wildfires. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The UK is fighting back against big tech.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In case you had a little too much turkey and missed Jeopardy on Thanksgiving, late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek had a pre-recorded Thanksgiving message for fans.
There are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing.
The brief message played during Thursday's airing of the popular game show, Trebek urging his audience to hold out hope amid the pandemic and other issues. He concluded by saying, "We're all going to get through this, all of this." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The clock is ticking for lawmakers to come up with a new coronavirus stimulus package.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Northern California man is in the hospital after a hiking accident that left him stranded overnight. 48-year-old Jason Cook went hiking near Calistoga, California on Monday, looking for his missing drone when the rock he was standing on gave way.
So I ended up getting, thrown down the hill. It lands on top of me, and I'm trapped by a stone that's to my right and the pressure of this thing pushing down on me and some bushes underneath me.
Cook speaking on KPIX. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.